works. Okay, I'm gonna insert this recording, so I'm going to assume that this is working. So if you would like to go and introduce yourself, you can do your name, date, good name, age, social security number, 4-digit number on the back of your credit card, or I think it's 3, I don't know.
Well, I'm Danny, or Danielle. I'm 22, newly, and I will not share my social security card.
I don't even know mine.
I don't think I know mine either.
I know I have it written down somewhere, but I keep forgetting where I put it. So,
yeah, I wrote mine on, I think, a post-it note in high school, and I have no idea where that post-it note is.
I got nothing. Okay, so when was your birthday? Wasn't it it was December?
December 18th, yeah.
Mine is in February, so then I'll be turning 22. So I'm really excited. I got 21 right in there before the pandemic, so.
Yeah, dude. I same pretty much.
Right in there, and then everything else went to shit. So I wanna start off by asking, like, about going viral on TikTok, because I have gone viral twice for me being like just an idiot, but to go viral for something so like personal, like what was that like?
Well, personally, it was completely by accident. I had only had like maybe 20 followers on there, and it was all friends and family, and when I had left, a lot of people were not very happy with me, because I, you know, like, for good reasons, like, I probably shouldn't have left, but I did anyways. And I was just getting constant text messages and subtweets from my friends and my family, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna post a TikTok, and I'm gonna show you guys that I'm having fun and that this is the best thing for me right now. And so I did that, and then I went to bed, and I woke up, and I had a million views, and I was like, I was like, oh my God, I had like the biggest anxiety attack, and I had called my best friend crying. I was like, Shannon, what do I do? She's like, should I delete it? She's like,
it always makes you anxious, because like every time you open up the app, it's like it's just, it's nonstop. Like mine were just like, I think I hit like view wise like 200k, but that's like, that's a big deal for me, because at the time I had like 11 followers, and then I was like oh my God, I was like, it doesn't stop, like it's not. So I had to completely, like, I have a burner account, and I logged out of my account completely, and I went to my burner account. I was like, ah yes, this is nice. This is the escape, the oasis. And it was like right around election time too, so I was already like super just, it was funny, but I was like, oh no. But some girl used the sound of the video that I made, and that got over a million views. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, so many people, and like people were finding it on Instagram too, and I was like, ah.
Yeah, people too, which is a shock, because nobody knows my full name, so I'm like, how did you guys find me?
Yeah, because I was looking, because I like to do like a little bit of research on everybody, you know, just like have some like random questions, and I was like, I don't know if she has an Instagram, so I'm gonna go off the edge on Twitter, and whatever content she has on TikTok, and I'm just gonna go with it, and we see what we see. I've forgotten how to talk to people, so.
Me too. I don't see anybody, especially now in my situation and with COVID. I'm like, hey, if you want to see me, you need a quarantine for a few days and you need a negative COVID test, and then you can see me.
I just got my first COVID test on the 31st. I made it almost the entire year, because I have a sinus infection and a ear infection, I think. So I get like, you know, the swollen and whatnot. So I was like, I'm really glad that we're both in the hoodies, just like not. Pajama pants.
I'm in sweatpants, so
yeah. We got the vibe, you know. My maraca of a pill taker is with me everywhere I go,
like right there on my dresser.
you know the vibe, and you gotta stay hydrated, and it's the whole thing.
Yeah, dude, I'm living off Pedialyte right now.
Bro, I'm Gatorade, because I can't do Pedialyte. I can't do it anymore. I drank too much and that was it.
I just don't like the taste. It's like organic Gatorade.
Yeah. They used to make them in popsicles and those were fine when I was little. Shit's so expensive.
It is expensive, but my family makes me down that. My dad comes in like every other hour and he's like, are you drinking the Pedialyte? And I'm like, yes, I'm drinking the Pedialyte.
Do you do like the mostly like liquid diet type thing where it's just like, cause I do like the like protein, like high protein, like breakfast essentials, or like I'll make smoothies with like protein powder. Cause sometimes it's just like, I don't wanna.
Yeah, I am mostly just Pedialyte and like lentils and like just stuff I can easily digest.
I can't do the beans. Beans are not easy. I got some weird, my GI tract is like in layman's terms like fucked. So it's you were like, yeah. Same. So what do they have like an official diagnosis for, or they were just like, they're like, well, fuck, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, basically, every time I've seen numerous doctors, and that's mostly because I basically rely on the emergency room. And my last visit was fairly recent, and I went in, and I gave him the spiel. I was like, look, dude, I was like, I'm only in here because I am shaking, and usually when I get convulsions like that, like, it's a bad sign, and I have to go to the hospital. And I was like, look, dude, like, no matter what you do, you're not going to find out what's wrong with me, so we can just...
Yeah, you're like, I'll just skip it.
You can skip the whole thing. Like, you can run me through the MRI thing if you want, but you're not going to... You're going to look at me, and you're going to be like, what the hell? And then you're going to be like, yeah, we don't know. So literally all of my discharge papers from the hospital, either from when I was inpatient or when I was in the emergency room, I'll say unknown causes.
That has to be really rough, because I always go in and I was like, I got something's wrong, and they're like, well, fuck, dude, we don't know. And I was like, okay, you're the one with the medical degree, I don't know.
Pretty much my entire 2020 is they're just like, yeah, we don't know. And I'm like, okay, that's cool.
So when did you start like getting, I assume that like it was a slow and then like a very, very rapid like progression. So like what, How did you know that there was like something wrong, I guess?
I've had GI issues, but like it was like just like acid reflux and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm fine. But it wasn't until like February of last year when I realized that something was wrong, because I was waking up every morning nauseous and I was like, well, I can't be pregnant because I'm gay. So I'm
like, oh, perfect. Perfect.
I was like, that's not it. And I was like, okay, it's weird. I was in Hawaii at the time and I was drinking that whole weekend. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I just need to cut back on the drinking. And that wasn't it. So I was like, okay, this is weird. And then March came around and then I started getting really sharp pain in my stomach. And I was like, okay, I don't think this is normal, but maybe it is. So we're just going to ignore it. And I ignored it. And then that's I met my girlfriend at the time. I told her like about my symptoms. She's like, dude, you need to see a doctor. And I was like, nah, I think I'm fine. You know, I just have GI issues. It's fine. And then, you know, months go on and it's just progressively getting worse. And it would get worse like around the time of my period. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I just have ovarian cysts again, because I had that a few years ago. And then I had went to my gynecologist and she's like, yeah, you don't have anything. She's like, so this is concerning and we're going to transfer you to GI. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, okay, so this is probably something that's not good. And they're like, yeah, we're kind of concerned. It sounds like you may have like maybe Crohn's disease or celiac disease and, you know, like, or H. pylori. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, well, those are things that are manageable with pills and stuff. And I was like, that's fine. And then they go in and all the biopsies come back negative. And they're like, so we don't know. And we're just going to put you on some pills. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then literally the next week I went downhill and I was throwing up blood and like I was getting constant nosebleeds and I was getting migraines like that I've never felt in my entire life. Like, I don't get migraines, but that hurt. I was sobbing most days, and it was terrible. And I was like, okay, this is something's wrong. So I went back to my doctor, and I was like, something's wrong. This isn't right. He said, okay, we'll take blood tests. And then my white blood cell count was literally almost non-existent. Like, I have no immune system. And they're like, yeah, we need to start testing for stuff. So, we did an MRI again, and they didn't see anything. There's no cancer that they know of. I don't have leukemia, and they're just like, yeah, we just don't know. And my symptoms are too vast for it to be lupus. So they're like, we don't know. And so I've just progressively gotten worse since, and it started in my GI system, and then now, like, I have trouble breathing, and then now my joints hurt, and I can barely walk on my own, and I'm just terrible. So we
Yeah.
don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that I feel like is like a tale, especially like with a lot of women that I know with chronic illness, because like I go in and I'm like, hey, something's like I've been going to see doctors. I was like, my joints hurt. Why do my joints hurt for like a year and a half? And they're like, well, we don't know. And then they do the test and they're like, well, it came back normal. I was like, cool. So what do we do now? But I got the celiacs, gluten-free is she tough, but and then on top of that, I have to do like the GERD diet for like acid reflux. That's like the low, but then I also have to be on high. I have to have high sodium because I got POTS. It's just I feel like it all stacks up because like one thing isn't working.
Yeah, exactly. That's
It
exactly what
just
they're trying with me
fucking
first, especially
it
because
fucking sucks.
and most of my pain was abdominal, and they're like, okay, well, when was your last menstrual period? Do you have endometriosis? And I was like, it's not like my gynecologist can tell you, like, I'm completely fine down there. Like, this is not my women stuff.
You're like, for once, it's not. Yeah, I went. What
It's
is
not.
okay? What has been the most like when you go to a doctor? I feel like everybody has this, but like when you go to a doctor and then they say something to you, they're like, "How do you have a medical license?" Because mine was, I saw a man gynecologist, and that was my first red flag. And I was like, "Hey, I'm having this pain. Like, what should we do about it?" So they did an ultrasound, and they were like, have you tried just not being stressed as a college student? And I was like,
Oh my God.
he's like, so you want to come back because you want to be on birth control? I was like, no, I want to figure out what's like causing my pain. And they were like, just don't be stressed. And I was like,
The audacity
fucks me up. No men gynecologist 2021.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my gosh. I was on birth control for a little bit too because they thought, ovarian cysts, and that wasn't the cause. And that just made me break out. And I think it honestly made it worse. But I think probably I came in to the ER once, and like sometimes my stomach just gets really bloated for absolutely no reason. And I went in like that, and they're like, is there a chance you could be pregnant? And I'm like, no, I'm gay. And they're like, okay, but not, do you mess around with men? And I was like, no, I'm gay. And they're like, but is there a chance? And I was like, no, I'm gay. Like,
I said, unless you believe in the Immaculate Conception round two, it's not happening. Because
exactly.
I have my bi flag in the window. So everyone in my neighborhood knows who the head gay in this town is. It's me. It's me. Because like a lot of people, because like I never want to make like an assumption and be like, oh, like you got the rainbow flag in your bio. But like,
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to assume. But how long have you been out? Or is this like a recent?
Oh God. About 8 years.
That's pretty good. I came out in a magazine, so
A magazine.
I worked briefly for a period of time for when I because I'm a college dropout. It's super fun. So I worked when I was in college. I worked for the Fusion. It's like a gay magazine, and they're like, well, you need to submit something. And I was like, well, I mean, like my small circle of people know that I like one. Like it's not, I never was like shy about it. Like, but I was having a really hard time like telling my mom because she was just like not it was going overhead. So I tweeted, and I was like, hey, mom, like, if you see this, by the way, I'm bisexual. And then we had a chat. And then I said, well, you know, nobody else knows. And I said, in my brain, you know, it's go big or go home, right? Because you got the God complex and you just have to up the ante. So I said, let me come out in an op-ed piece in a magazine because print media is no longer dead. And I was like, this is how I'm going to do it. So I did that my sophomore year. But it was like, it was really interesting because like, I'm a bisexual, asexual. So like, I wrote a lot about that. What are you, cats, man?
Yeah, just, mine's a Pete, and she's all on one right now.
Well, he's our neighbor's cat. He's not even our cat. He's our neighbor's cat that thinks that he lives with us. So his name is George, and he's a stinker. But yeah, so it's that. He and I are one. Well, we share one brain cell, and he was minding his business last night when I had a meltdown over a cube of potato that fell out of my burrito. It was a moment.
Oh, we love that.
We love to see it because now I'm like, not only now you under the hand, I don't have to ask what side of TikTok you're on. I know.
we're
there because I do, you know, you do the thing and then people are like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, you see
this little swoop here, peace sign.
This is my go-to, like anytime something bad happens, I'm like,
yeah, literally I'm like
okay. So I saw that you were really, really big in astrology. Now I don't know much about astrology. I know my big three, and I know my big three scares a lot of people. So I'm going to, and then you can tell me what that means.
Okay,
so I am a Pisces sun, I'm an Aries moon, and I am a Scorpio rising. And that's all I know about anything. So
you had me at Pisces sun. All three of my best friends are Pisces. That Aries moon though, girl. Whew, your emotions gotta be intense.
And then what is the rising? Is that like how you present? Like,
yeah, that's like your social persona. And then mm-hmm. your moon sign is more your emotions. And then obviously your sun sign is just, you know, your basic personality type of deal.
Yeah, because when I tell people my big three, they're like, are you okay? And I was like, honestly, who's to say?
Honestly, yeah. I'm like,
I was like,
clash so bad because Pisces is a pretty prominent water sign and Aries is a pretty fiery fire sign.
So yeah,
are like, are you okay?
Because I know like my friend had a radio show and she was like, I'd read everybody's birth chart when they come on the show. And so we did like in my primary group chat, it's me and another Pisces and then my friend who's a Cancer and then our other friend who's a Cancer. So it's just all water signs. It's all water. And we were like, Julia, we don't know what any of this means. And I said, but what I do know is that the stars called Nolan a bitch. And he was like, I have a triple, double, you know, stiletto of something. I don't know. But like, when you have, what is it when you have like the three, is it like a stellium?
Yeah.
Like if you have like, what does that mean? Explain astrology to me because I really don't know.
So I'm still pretty new to it, but I think so if you have that, your emotions are kind of, I don't want to say like uncontrollable, but you're pretty eccentric and you're pretty,
you okay know. It's just astrology is so, it's so interesting to me. And I was like, because my not mans, because unfortunately I have this affliction where I am attracted to straight men.
I would love that.
Straight white men too. Ugh, you know how it's, I hope I get better soon. and he, so I'm a February's Pisces and he is a March Pisces. So like, yeah, I was like, it's drama. I don't think either of us cry though that often that we know of, because we were like, yeah, we'll just, I think it also has to do with the fact that we were like, yeah, we'd rather like go to our graves than tell each other that we liked each other. So that could probably have something to do with it, but
that's your Aries girl.
I know. Yeah, when I'm like, so I think it's like, I think it's, if it's like, because Pisces is the oldest, right? Mm-hmm. And then Aries is the youngest, so I am a wise dumbass, and that is my whole brand.
Pretty much, yeah.
What is your big three? I don't know anything about it, but I want to know.
Some people get scared by mine too. So I'm a Sagittarius sun, a Sagittarius moon, and an Aquarius rising.
Okay, so isn't is Kate a Sagittarius? Or is that Sagittarius is like, I'm trying to think of who in my life is a Sagittarius. I gotta learn these star signs. I gotta get up. I gotta get back on it because I'm drawing a blank. No, Kate is a Capricorn, but isn't like a Sag, like, they're very like, I don't want to say full, but they're very assertive. That's the word I'm looking for.
We can be, but we're mostly known for just, we get bored easily and we can't stay in one place.
Mm.
We're rebellious and.
Oh no, it stopped.
Stuff.
My camera stopped. Uno momento. Because of course it did. Okay, now we get my beautiful webcam. She worked. I mean, it worked. This is the first time I've ever tried it in the, and now you can see more of my messy bed. It's fine. So, like, you guys stay in one, you stay in, like, or you guys can't stay in one place, so you just, like.
They're definitely an adventurous sign, a wandering sign for most. And people take that into that we can't commit, which is, honestly, I can kind of see that. But, yeah, we're pretty fiery, and brutal honesty is one of the main prominent things, and some people don't like the bluntness, and some people don't like the adventurous and rebellious stuff, and we also don't like to listen to people, so.
Yeah, I feel like when people are like, oh, this is my star sign, like, they're like, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because one of my childhood best friends, we've been friends for like 17 years, and she's a Sagittarius, and I was like, yeah, no, I was like, things are like making sense, and you were like, oh, we don't like to stay in one place, we get bored easily, and I was like, that sounds like ADHD to me,
right?
Okay. So that'd be like ADHD for me. We got my little brother's a Scorpio who also has ADHD, and we're just, it is straight chaos. I'm the only water sign in the whole house, so who knows anymore. But I think astrology, have you ever found yourself on like witch talk, like witch TikTok?
Yes. Are you the one who always like locks my door from the outside?
No.
Well, I found it locked twice. First, I found it locked. I unlocked it and opened the door, and no one was there. So I closed it. I did not lock it. I made sure of that. And then when I tried to come out to get paper and my clans, it's locked again.
Cool. Well, I and can't lock, so it's not me.
Sounds like a ghost to me. Not gonna lie, that sounds like a ghost to me.
It sounds like a ghost to me too, because we are the only two people home. That's fun.
Yeah, sounds like I got, Michael is my little brother, Michael, he's 17, and you know, neither of us respect the boundaries anymore because we've been home together since March. So
yeah, she's 9. So
I miss when my brother was 9. Because he was friend, he thought I was cool and didn't make fun of me, and now all my brother does is not think I'm cool and makes fun of me. So
I'm scared of that.
It's not like in a bad way. He's my best friend, but like it's scary. Teenage boys are scary, and I will live and die by that fact.
I'm glad I only have sisters.
I don't think I'd know what to do with sisters. Like, I think like getting into my early 20s was like probably the first time that I really started, like when I went to college, it was the first time that I really started having like strong like female friendships versus like men. Because my town, you know, here I'm big fish, little pond. And then you go to other places, you're like little fish, huge pond. And it's just not fun.
Scary.
So what were you doing pre-COVID, like, and I guess pre-illness as well? Like, what was your day-to-day looking like? Were you at college? Were you working?
I was doing both, and I was traveling a bit too. I started traveling like a month before I turned 21, and I was doing that, and then I started working at the football stadium here, and that was fun. We love toxic masculinity.
We love to see it.
That, and I was also in school. I went to ASU, and then the pandemic happened and everything went online, and I was like, yikes, I don't think I like this.
Did not. What were you studying originally?
I was studying health sciences with a minor in political science.
Ooh, that's interesting. I was doing the online college thing for a hot minute, and I gave up this last, like, midway through. I was like, I'm done. My professor changed the syllabus 8 times in one. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this. And
my mentality could not fathom that.
Yeah.
And the fact that tuition is still the same, and I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
Plus the fact that, like, I was like, huh, because, like, before COVID, I, you know, I worked at a college radio station, I was doing concert photography, like, my whole life revolved around concerts and doing interviews and making in my show and all that, and I was like, you know what, I think I can make a real career out of this, and so I was like, you know what, when spring break happens, I literally had a concert lined up for every single day of spring break, like, that's how incessant I am at emails, and I was like, yeah, I can do this, and then they were like, haha, we gotcha. So I was like, well, back to school it is. And then I was like, I can't do this. This shit sucks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would.
Did you, I feel like I saw on one of your, like, I stalked your TikTok, not gonna lie. Like one of your early ones, did you see a lot of concerts, or did you just go to like a lot of?
Yeah, I was a concert maniac. I was at a concert almost every other weekend.
Oh, I miss it so much, but you could not pay me enough money right now to go and do it. Let me ask, what was your first concert, the first concert you ever went to?
Oh god, I think it was Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. It was like the Best of Both Worlds tour, and she did both, so she That's would come amazing. On stage as Hannah Montana, and then she would come on as Miley Cyrus, and Ali and AJ were on tour with her too.
I love them. I saw them last May. I had to photograph them. That was really cool. Who's your favorite artist that you've seen?
That I've seen live? Probably.
Yeah.
It's a tie between Rufus Soul and Eliza and the Delusionals.
I have never heard of either of those, and I'm gonna write that down, because and that's the thing, is I really like listening to like new music, and it's you know, the indie scene is only so many straight white boys, you know, I can't.
Pretty much.
Do you have like a concert, like the most memorable one, I guess, one that you like, when people are like, what shows do you see or whatever, like what is your most fondest memory? I have thoughts. The ADHD meds are just weird.
I have thoughts, I swear.
I'm normally composed. I'm just very drugged right now.
Let's see. I think it was literally right before lockdown. I went to a music festival, and it was so funny because we were like in line buying drinks. It was me and one of my best friends. And we were talking about, oh yeah, like South by Southwest got canceled because of Corona. Like, good thing it's not here and we're at the festival. And sure enough, the next week, everything started getting shut down here. And I was just, oh my God, that weekend was absolutely insane. I made very questionable choices, and but it was so fun. I think my like favorite part was that on, I think it was the Saturday of the festival, we were literally tossing back drinks all night, all day. I was drinking from like 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and it was just constant drinks. Like I spent $300 on drinks that weekend.
It's so, concerts are so like, like the festival, so expensive. I've only done one. And it was, I was like, what do you mean it's $6 for a popsicle this like this big? And I was like, I'm gonna pay it because I don't have any food. But what do you mean it's $6? Like,
yeah.
Who was the headliner for that festival you were at?
Oh God, there is so many. So they had it was a weekend festival, so they had, you know, like certain artists on certain days. But like yeah. The biggest ones were like Bon Iver, Rufus Du Sol, San Holo. Oh God, who else was there? Johnny, like all these like indie artists, like Sophie Tucker and Snake Hips, and it was like a lot of like electric and indie music.
do you know who Sandy Alex G is?
I don't.
I feel like you would like him. He's very just vibey. I want to take a look at your Spotify because I feel like you and I have very similar like overlapping, like the overlap of music, because it sounds amazing. And then you throw like some like weird, just like random like TikTok songs in there every once in a while. And oh, yeah. It's what's your, every morning I wake up with like a TikTok audio in my head, right? For some reason, sometimes it's like whatever. What TikTok do you find yourself like thinking of the most, like randomly throughout the day? Like I'll be like, surprise, Sade.
Dude, like, that one's in my head too late. Oh my gosh. I think it's oh God, which one is it? Oh, it's that Megan Thee Stallion song. The body yaddy
yaddy. Yaddy yaddy yaddy. Yep. I do that in the bathroom when I'm brushing my teeth. I haven't learned how to do a single dance, but I think I'm gonna learn the one for Space Girl. Cause all my other queer friends learned it and I didn't. I was like, I don't have any coordination.
I love that. Oh my God. That's all I did on TikTok before I went viral was dances with my ex, and literally all we did during quarantine.
I know. And I know you briefly talked about this, but when you got sick and like people, I mean, and I, again, like people just, they kind of just up and leave because I don't know like how to deal with it. Like, is that, how do you think that has played into like how you're carrying like yourself now, like I don't know, what's the word I'm thinking, like forward, like because you're like, oh, all these people who I thought would be like very important to me are no longer like here, and you're not gonna get that closure. Because I saw on your bucket list like make amends was like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you like are gonna plan to do and just be like, hey, like, I mean, I guess I've never really had to make amends because I'm not in this kind of position, at least not, I don't want to say not yet, but like
not yet.
Who's to say? I said I'm going out like in a ball of flames fighting crime or something, or else I'm not dying. But I feel like because like they leave and then things get left unsaid, it affects like the dynamic, even like friend groups, because you see it in families all the time. Like when you're going to make amends, like is that part of the reason why you put that on your bucket list?
Yeah, was to realize how many people you've fallen off with until you're in that situation. And also at the same time, like the amount of people who distanced themselves from me when I got sick, like I was like, I don't want any bad blood when my time does come. Not for me, okay, well, kind of for me too, but I'm more thinking about them, because when I am gone, they're gonna have to live with that. They're gonna have to live with, oh, this was our last conversation, and this was the last thing I said to her, and I didn't see her and all that stuff. And I don't want people to live with that, just because like I've gone through that, and that weight is so heavy. So but it's especially towards like a lot of my like older best friends and my ex, because the way I left off with my ex was not great, and we still haven't made amends, and her mental health isn't the best. So I've talked to her sister and her cousin. I'm like, you guys, like, she's obviously not going to reach out to me. You guys need to really take care of her when I'm gone, because I know that she's not going to handle our last conversation very well and our last interaction very well. So I'm more thinking about other people's mentality more than what I want.
That's very selfless in a way, like, because you're not only thinking about, like, you, but also everybody else. Like, and that's one of those chronic, like, at least, like, for me, for, like, people pleasing, like, when I make decisions, I'm not like, oh, how's this just going to affect me? It's like, oh, how is this, where is this chain reaction gonna go? Because, like, there's, at least in, like, my family unit, like, when people, like, and I found out recently through TikTok of all things that, like, when something like that happens, it can, like, genetically, like, change you, and then that gets, like, passed down, which is so fascinating, because it happened multiple times, and, like, I'm nearly 22 years old, and I don't think I have even quite, like, grasped, like, that concept yet of, like, I guess, like, the knowing of it all, because the last time I had, like, a really big death, what in the hell was that? I think it was my brother. Not to, like, get sidetracked, but that was a really loud thud. Are you okay? Okay. I just heard a thud. But my friend died in a car accident, like, it was just very sudden, and, like, so in that way, you know, you're like, I guess it's not like the slow drawn out process, because the last person that happened to didn't tell us, and I come home from school one day and they're like, surprise,
yeah,
here's some intensive therapy for you. I said, cool. Said, still working through that. And I said, now we don't have time to unpack all of that. Yeah. But looking at your bucket list, is there anything else that's, like, really heavy like that? And I mean, you don't have to share that if you don't want to, but, like, what else do you want to do or leave in place?
When it comes to, like, deep things like that on my bucket list, I had changed somebody's life on there, and then obviously happened. And I've had, like, thousands of people message me on Twitter and on TikTok and in my comments saying, you changed my life, you make me look at life completely different now. But, like, and even though I love that, and it's such a privilege to even, like, aid somebody in, like, viewing the world a little differently, like, I wanted to do something more. And that's when yesterday happened, and my friend Chet Porter, he had released a song last year, and I was blasting that song throughout all 2020, because 2020 sucked. And that's pretty much, like, his song is, like, very, like, mental health based, and, like, you know, just struggling through a hard time and stuff like that. And, like, I have mental health issues too, but his song didn't, like, get as big as they thought it would. So I was like, you know what, I have a huge following on TikTok. And he was like, yeah, I don't know how to TikTok. He's like, how do I do this? And I'm like, you know what, dude, make the video and I'll do edit, and then we'll just, it's in the fate of the internet from there. And we did that, and it's gotten, like, a pretty good response. And I love that, because there's all these people, they're like, I had no idea who he was, this song is amazing, and his streams are going up. And I just love that. And that was, it's like doing something like that from somebody, and somebody who, like, deserves that recognition, like, that's what I wanted to do with my platform now.
I think that is really cool, especially because, like, you know, when you get to, and everyone's like, stay strong, you know, you'll get through this, and you're like, and do you feel like, I mean, I know, like, when people say that, they're genuinely, like, trying to come from a good place, but I feel like people who don't, like, are chronically ill or, like, terminally ill, like, they don't necessarily understand, but, like, you're like, yeah, it's, I appreciate it, but there's nothing, it's just fluff, you know? Yeah. So, like, what, what do you, I guess, like, to you, what would be something else that's, like, meaningful that you're, that you could do with your platform, like, while you still have time left, or that could, like, go along with your list?
Yeah, I think definitely helping people with smaller platforms than I do, helping them get big, but at the same time, like, I want to keep spreading that light, and, like, yeah, like, the world sucks, and, like, I'm not trying to force, like, toxic positivity, but, like, because, like, obviously, like, this world sucks, and that it's a-okay to be angry at it, and, like, you know, sometimes you get your heart broken, and you gotta cry that out. You can just be like, well, I got my heart broken, like, beautiful, like, this is great, like, no, like, that hurts, so, like, feel that, allow that, like, acknowledge your feelings, but at the same time, just remember that, like, light and optimism is always going to be there at the end of the day, so you can totally just feel that, and I just really want to help people realize that they're in control of that, so that it's, like, a-okay to, like, not be a positive person, but just know that that is always going to be there, and it's always inside of everybody. So I think that's one of my main brands, is just trying to view the world a little different.
Yeah, I had a thought, and she went swirling, so I gotta think. It'll roll back up, I'm sure. But what was I gonna say? Oh, now this happens so often. I'm like, I'm on a tangent, and then I didn't write it down because I was like, I'll remember it. But, like,
I missed that too.
So that's on the brain. But I think, especially, like, with TikTok, it allows you to be, like, I didn't expect you to, like, read my message, because I send so many, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And then you were like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I was like, okay, that's so fun. Like, I really haven't, I've only ever talked to musicians. So this is very much out of my comfort zone for me, and I'm sure for you as well. I'd be like, hey, let's talk about some really, really heavy things, but also, like, we'll be fun, and be like, because I feel like you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
But you said, now I remember what it was. Do you feel like you have to be, like, on all the time? Like, even when you're feeling bad, like, there's a certain level of, like, on that you have to be, even, like, just with your family, you're never truly just, like, off. Because you don't want to have, like, bad, like, you don't want them to remember you as, like, being not good. Not well, I should say.
Definitely. I realized that when one of my best friends, I've known her for like 16 years, so she's like one of my really close friends, and she hasn't come to see me, so I was like, oh, that's weird. I was like, well, she just got a new job, that's, it's okay. And then she had texted me, and she's like, hey, dude, she's like, I know we talked about it a little bit, she's like, but I haven't come to see you because I don't want to see you like that. And I'm like, okay, and like I kind of just blew it off. I was like, yeah, I totally understand, like, you know, like the last time you saw me, like we were having a lot of fun, I was like, you want to keep that image of me, that's a-okay, but like it kind of hurts because I'm like, well, I can't, you know, I can't really help it, and like there's not much you can do, and like I'm still pretty lively, I assume, I just don't look great and I can't walk, but I just feel like with my family, I can be more off and like have a bad day. But like when it comes to like social media, like I feel like I have to try to be strong and be like, oh yeah, like I'm okay or stuff like that. Or like post often, which I don't. So I try to go live. And then I realized that on my live yesterday, like how drained I was yesterday because I could not interact as much as I wanted to. And people were noticing and they could see it like in my eyes and they're like, you need a rest. And I'm like, yeah, I do need a rest. And like, I just find myself like kind of like putting on this facade for the sake of others because I know it's hard to watch somebody like that. And especially like when I do go on live, like I try to stay lively and then, you know, the energy, it dies. And people are like, you need a rest, like you don't look good, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I was like, this is not what I wanted you guys to see. Like, and
they're like, I don't know how I could look more lively than this given the situation, but
really?
this is as good as we're gonna get.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people, and I remember seeing a tweet that you were like, yeah, you're like on the internet, you're like, yeah, I'm like doing okay, but then also I'm really sad. And I was like, it makes me wonder, because I know that like even for me, like there's a certain level of like on, right? Like there's like how I present myself on like social media, and then how I present myself with my friends and family, and like down the list. And I don't feel like you ever really get to be like truly off and just like take that break. Especially as a content creator too. Like,
yeah. Like, cause my content is all positive and light and stuff like that. When like one of my best friends, Tia, she actually makes fun of me for it, because she's like, we love a fake bitch. She's like, you're so positive. She's like, but when you're texting me, you're like, kill me now. Like, end
me now. Those are the real ones. Those are the real ones. Because like right before Christmas, I got diagnosed with bipolar depression, which in and of itself is a very, very like heavily, you know, I have anxiety, I have regular depression, you know, whatever. You know, PTSD. They all come with this like a little extra spice, but then you add this in. And I haven't told a lot of people that like this is what I'm going through. But then I was like, for Christmas, I was like, yeah, like, you know, we're all wearing matching pajamas, it's all good. And I was having a meltdown like 10 seconds before that. And I was like, smile. Like,
yeah.
I was like, we're self-timering. Like, and I feel like even then, and then you say, and then you're like, oh yeah, I feel like you can kind of fight the balance of like, I don't want people to know it this is happening, but like also like it feels in genuine in a way.
Yeah,
because you're like, oh, I don't want people to like, you don't want people to like pity you.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that. I hate it, and I try to avoid it at all costs. And the maybe it is a little bit of a toxic positivity that I do like put on my brand, but like I have borderline personality disorder, so I struggle pretty deeply with very negative thoughts. So it's definitely been hard to keep the positive persona and also, you know, cater to my mental health and like acknowledge my feelings. And so it's definitely a very hard balance, but my friends have definitely helped. And like the artist that I mentioned earlier, like Chet Porter, like he definitely understood that, because like one of the lyrics in his songs was like, just because I'm smiling doesn't mean I'm okay. And I was like, yep.
You're like, I worked in customer service, baby. I can put a smile on just about anything. And I'm a woman, so smiling, yeah. I don't even think about it. But to get an even deeper level, and then I'll probably like go all the way back up, because like I gotta pace it out at least for my brain so I don't spiral, because this happens a lot, and I'll tell you why after this question. But how did you come to terms and decide that you were done with the doctors and the treatments and whatnot? Like what was that like, just like coming to terms with that?
I think it was after I got a phone call and they're like, we didn't see anything. We don't know what's happening. Like, we have a follow-up for you, but like, we don't know what's going on with you. And I was like, And then my mom, she was like, okay, well, we'll get you a new doctor. We'll start seeing this doctor. And I was like, dude, I'm tired of seeing new doctors after new doctors. I am tired of it. And I don't want it to like sound like I stopped fighting, but like, one of my hospital visits, I had stopped breathing, and I thought that was it. Like, I was just like, yes, but like, I thought we were done, and I had closed my eyes, and everything was black. And when I woke up, it was like this gray sheer thing around me. Like, I could see myself, but like, there was this thing blocking me from myself, and it was just like a sheer gray curtain. And I was like, but like it felt comfort and it felt warm and it felt safe, and I was like, I like this. And then when I closed my eyes again, I woke up and I was like, damn. But like,
yeah, god damn it.
But like having that like near-death experience and like realizing that I'm gonna be okay when I'm gone, and I'm gonna feel that again, because that comfort and that safeness, it felt like home. And like, you know, like some people say like home doesn't feel like home, like I want to go home when you're already at home. Like, that's kind of how I feel, like, just being in this body. And, like, after that moment, I was like, oh, yeah, I was like, I'm going to be okay. And then, like, me personally, I'm just a person that says, like, everything happens for a reason. So I'm just taking everything as it goes. And if I get better, then obviously I got better for a reason. And some miracle doctor walked into my door and was like, we have a cure and we know what you have. And I'm, yes, like, awesome. Like, we love that. It happened for a reason. But if it doesn't, then it doesn't. And I go and it's for a reason. And obviously, like, have you seen the movie Soul?
I have not yet, but I hear very, very good things. But it's okay. You can spoil it for me. I hardly will remember. I have the attention span of a grape.
So in the movie, they talk about, like, life's purpose. And, like, one of, like, the universal, like, figures, like, mystic figures, he was like, life's purpose. Like, there's, like, no purpose. He's like, once you realize that you lived, like, that's pretty much it. Like, you lived life. You lived it. You were alive. And, like, the guy, he was, like, pretty satisfied with the way he had lived towards the end, and he sacrificed his life for this new soul. And I was like, that was pretty much it. Like, the impact that I've had on social media, and, like, just the amount of, like, thousands and thousands of people that I've touched and changed views of, like, I don't want to say that was my purpose, but, like, I feel like that happened for a reason, and I'm pretty satisfied with it. Like, I've traveled, I've seen beautiful places, I've changed lives, I've met amazing people on the way, even though I lost them, but, like, I'm friends with, like, really cool music artists now, and it's, like, I've gained a lot from this, and maybe one day my story will help another girl or boy or they, them, who is struggling with the same stuff as I am, and it could change their life. And I just know that my life was worth something, and that's, like, the first time I could actually say that, especially with mental illness. I'm like, not worth it, let me just end now. But, like, it's, like, I can finally see, like, my life was worth something, and I'm okay. Like, I could drop dead right now, and I'd be A-okay with it.
You feel, like, fulfilled, like it wasn't all a waste.
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty satisfied with the impact that I've had, and that my life did do something and change something.
Yeah, because, you know when you're, like, I don't know, like, in kindergarten, first grade, or whatever, maybe this is just because I was at a Catholic school, but they're, like, when you're 100, and you're maybe dead, maybe you're not, who knows? They're, like, how do you want to be remembered? Like, how do you want people to remember you? And mine always was just, like, you know, it was, like, a kind, cool person, you know, maybe, I don't remember what I said exactly, but because it's, you know, 9 a.m. and I'm, like, 6, but, you know, doing stuff like that, like, how do you want to be, like, remembered by the people, I guess, that, like, know you best? Like, not necessarily the facade, but, like,
yeah, but, like, the real.
Yeah.
Yeah. My best friends see it more than anybody, except for the ones that refuse to see me. But, like, my best friend Tia and Shannon and Alina, they all have seen it, and I think they're gonna remember me as the fact that, like, I kept it 100 till the end, and I did my best to make sure that everybody around me was happy, and that people acknowledged their feelings, and that I made the world just a little more kinder. And that's pretty much all I really want out of this, is just a little more kindness in this really, really, really shit world. But that's pretty much it, because, like, that's why I went to college. Like, my whole thing, like, throughout, like, middle school and high school was, like, I want to help people. And if I have to be a doctor to do it, or, like, a social worker to do it, like, I don't care what it is, I'm gonna help people. And, like, dropping out of college and doing all that stuff, I was like, well, what's my purpose now? And then this happened, and seeing the millions of people that I've helped just by being on a screen, I was like, okay, this is, I like this. This is, this was, this happened for a reason. This is my purpose.
I think that is really just like, especially for 22, but that's got some old, you know how they say that old soul mentality. They were just like, ah, yes, you're an old soul. And I was like, actually, sir, I just have trauma. But I don't know. I'm very like, I make jokes. I feel like I deflect and I make jokes because like, to me, like I was like, humor to cope or nothing at all. We're going to have a hard time.
My dark humor is so bad, and I'm so grateful that my friends go along with it.
My big one is I said, when I die, donate my body to modern medicine so they can let me down one final time.
Dude, I am so using that.
Do it. No, I'm serious. Take it. Put it, write it down somewhere and be like, hey, modern medicine, here you go. And they'll be like, nothing was wrong. And be like, finally. And then I said, you can cremate me into a little, one of those tree pods and plant me somewhere and call it a day. That's the plan. I've had this plan since I was like, I'm 14, but.
I literally have like an entire like outline for like after I die. Like I even tweeted, I was like, because like dying alone was like one of my biggest fears. Like, you know, I have BPD, so I'm pretty closed off and I don't really let people in. And I was like, that was one of my biggest fears. And I'm single now. So I was like, you know what? Well, since I'm dying alone, like, I'm just going to put my ashes in, like, little necklaces and make my friends all wear them. And, like...
That's smart. That is smart, though. I, for Christmas, I bought my parents each a copy of the book, I'm Dead, Now What? And it's, like, what to do after, you know, like, who's coming. I was like, well, here you go. Have fun. I saw it on a BuzzFeed article and I was like, you know, it'd be amazing for Christmas. This.
I am so buying that book for my friends and my family.
Yeah. Well, and they come in like a variety of different, like, but it's basically just like, here's all the platform and like, here's what to do after. But I was like, also, so I was like, here's this really nice shower head that'll filter the water. And so you'll have really nice showers. And also here's a book about getting your affairs in order. Said, I'm not, you know, you guys are in your early 50s, but like, it's, I'm not saying you're old, but I'm just saying it's never too early to quell my anxiety.
Exactly. There's always got to be prepared.
Yeah. I'm a little too over-prepared sometimes, and that's on hypervigilance, but sometimes when you think about, like, I can't always think about the big picture, right? Like, the biggest picture, because it overwhelms me and my tiny little human brain. but sometimes... The best ones are when I think about, like, who came up with the alphabet. Like, somebody just woke up and said, this is it. And, like, colors and numbers, like, they made up math. Like, and I will go on this, and they were like, Jen, you got to stop. And I was like, but I can't stop thinking about it. And then it'll throw me into a whole other, like, spiral. And I was like, you got to... So why we have to keep it small, and the conspiracies are governmental only. I'm a firm believer. Do you know what birds aren't real is?
Yeah.
So I had a professor, and she worked for the CIA for a number of years before she became a professor. She's the coolest. She's the fucking coolest lady I know. And I sent her a Christmas card. And I was like, listen, I said, I don't think the government's really tracking my snail mail anymore. They're more concerned about my Twitter activity. However, legally, I don't know if you can tell me about this, but I was like, does the CIA control the birds? Like, is that, could you tell me that? I was like, or did the CIA really have like JFK killed? Like, could you just, I don't know, like blink twice maybe? I don't know. I was just like, and I was like, so yeah, here you go. And this is what my brain is all the time. And then sometimes you see things, you know how like you'll be on like your Instagram, like explore or whatever, and they'll be like, you'll see those Tumblr posts and they're like, they're nobody's saying that God can't be beans from Even Stevens, and that thought is what keeps me awake at night.
Oh my God.
The thought of like you enter the afterlife and there's God and it's just beans from Even Stevens. Yeah,
nobody knows. So like, oh my God.
Who's to say?
Go on about theories and stuff like that.
Do you believe in ghosts, by the way? So So do you watch, do you watch BuzzFeed Unsolved?
I do, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you know, like, how you should find somebody to do what Harry Houdini said he was going to do with his wife, and send them a message. I mean, I personally do not fuck with Ouija boards. I'm not inviting nothing into my house because I'm a sane white person. But I will, you know, if anybody else wants to do it, go ahead, but I will not be partaking. But I think you should. I think that would be a fun little like afterlife experiment.
Dude, that's so funny you say that, because my friend Tia, she's like super spiritual and she does like tarot readings and stuff like that. And she, like, you know, communicates with, like, you know, her grandma passed recently, so she communicates with her often. And I'm like, dude, like, when I die, I'm coming for you.
Like, you're like, it's that video of Big Bird kicking down the door. He's like, don't. I only know how to speak in memes.
Biggest reason why I'm scared for you dying, because I know you're going to fuck with me after you die. And I'm like, you are definitely right, sir.
You'd be a terrible friend if you didn't.
I would be,
right? If you think about it that way, you would be a terrible friend if you didn't. What else is on your bucket list? Do you have anything else that you think you can accomplish or you need help accomplishing? Because if it involves snow, there's still a little bit on the ground. It's mostly melted, but I do see two piles across the street. I can go make my brother get some.
That's insane. So let's see. My bucket list is it's very me.
Well, you know, it's your list.
It is my list. And like, people have like looked at it and they're like, really? That? I'm like, hey, this is my personality. Let's see. So we got Change Somebody's Life already. We got Destination Holidays, which I did on TikTok. Slow Dance with the Love of My Life in Nature. I kind of did that with my ex. So, but I don't think it was like anything like majestic and romantic. Like, I wanted to do it like somewhere like in like the mountains with like trees and stuff.
You wanted Hozier to come out of the ground and like, yeah, okay.
I wanted that type of scene. And then I wanted to write a song, which I am not a very good writer. So I, you know, thankfully, like, I am friends with a whole bunch of musicians now, and they've been like trying to help me, but I'm like, hey man, like, I really don't have energy. So we're just going to
be like, here's some ideas. Give them some broad ideas or like lines and be like, have fun.
Here you go. You could take over. Let's see what else. Yeah, the make amends, accountability, get a degree in something, which I don't think I'm going to achieve, but but that's okay. And then I had be naked in nature, which I did do with one of my friends, Shannon, but we weren't like completely naked. We just like took our tops off and like flashed the mountains. And
It counts.
And then,
there was no terms and conditions on what naked meant.
Exactly. So I think showing our boobs to the mountains and the passerbys counts.
It can be like flash. You can change that to be like flash mountaintop.
Flash a mountaintop. And then one was touch a dolphin. And then New Year's kiss, which I did not get, but that's okay.
I've only ever had one and they're very overrated.
Really?
Yeah. It was with a man.
Oh, that's why. That's why. And let's see what else. And then I had like little destinations that I had put for my TikTok videos for my birthday. And then I wanted to boat anywhere on a body of water, which I have not done. And I am trying to do.
They don't have lakes in Arizona, do they?
We have a few lakes, but they're not very pretty.
I have Lake Erie, so you know, it's not pretty either, but she'll get the job done.
She'll get it done. But yeah, and then I have plan a wedding. So like, so cliche, but I've always wanted to get married. And so I was like, even like, it's not going to be legal, obviously, and even if it is, I'm gonna die, so they're like out scotch free. But like, I want a wedding, and I've talked to like a few people, and like, unfortunately with the TikTok fame, I haven't been in touch with many other gay girls, but a lot of guys have come in. I'm like, you know what, okay, why not, one.
You know how people have, you know, if we're not married by the time we're 30, like tax avoidance people, because I have one of those. You gotta just for tax purposes and for legal reasons, this is a joke. You know. Oh, look, I have a spouse. Oh no, she died.
Oh, no.
Why can I still file joint taxes?
True.
But you know, I'm for legal reasons, I don't know anything about the IRS. I just learned how to file my taxes this year, so
I don't even file my own taxes.
I didn't even get a stimulus check, so what was the fucking point? I still didn't get one. So before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to add? Any final words of wisdom? Anything you want to plug?
Words of wisdom. Let's see.
Mine is usually you know, when you go out, don't add to the population, don't subtract to the population, and if you get arrested, the first call is to your lawyer and not your mom.
Yes, I love that. I always say it on my lives too, that rejection is better than regret. No what ifs in your life, just go for it. Just take a risk. Rejection is better than regret.
I like that. That is a very profound note to end on.